I'm Nikki Strong. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1. VOA News. I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump was the guest of honor Friday at France's Bastille Day celebrations. It was an elaborate display that included military bands, flyovers by American jet fighters, and a parade that lasted more than 2 hours to mark the centennial of the U.S. entry into the First World War. The American flag flew along with the French flag in Paris, where U.S. troops marched in a parade with thousands of French soldiers, tanks, missile launchers, and armored personnel carriers. More than 3,500 police took positions along the parade route to guard against potential terrorist attacks. Chinese human rights prisoner Liu Xiaobo has died at age 61 following a high-profile battle with liver cancer. Liu, a Nobel Peace Prize laureate who spent his last 8 years as a prisoner, passed away at a hospital where he had been moved from his prison cell. Heather Newart is the spokesperson for the U.S. State Department.
He was really a beacon of hope for so many Chinese who fundamentally believe in their rights, in their human rights, and in freedom and democracy. We were saddened by his death, as I think so many other people are around the world.
Liu's final days were marked by a public dispute over the quality of his care and Beijing's refusal of a family request that he be transferred for treatment to the United States or Germany. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has left Qatar with little progress in his shuttle diplomacy aimed at ending Doha's diplomatic standoff with Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. This is VOA News.